You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 31, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. What Nolan Wells' autopsy seals reveal about Mississippi justice. The investigation into the tragic death of 18-year-old student-athlete Nolan Wells on Mississippi's Horn Island has reached a critical turning point. On July 4, 2026, Nolan traveled with a group of white acquaintances to a barrier island off the Mississippi Gulf Coast for a holiday gathering. 2 days later, a National Park Service ranger discovered his body floating in the water near the shore. The tragic loss of this vibrant young man has captured national attention and raised urgent questions across the country. The Mississippi State Medical Examiner's Office recently completed the official state autopsy. However, Jackson County District Attorney Angel Myers McIlrath announced that the results will remain sealed from the public and the family until presented to a grand jury. Prominent media commentators, including Don Lemon on The Don Lemon Show, have broken down these developments to analyze what this wall of official secrecy means moving forward. To understand the headlines today, one must examine the deep historical patterns of justice, accountability, and systemic power that shape death. Investigations in Mississippi. Nolan Xavier Wells was an 18-year-old freshman wide receiver at Southwest Mississippi Community College. Standing 6 feet 1 inch tall and weighing 180 pounds, the Ocean Springs High School graduate possessed exceptional athletic ability and a promising future. On July 4, 2026, he joined a group of acquaintances for a boat outing to Horn Island. Horn Island is a remote landmass of over 3,000 acres located roughly 6 to 10 miles off the coast of Mississippi. On that holiday afternoon, an estimated 300 young adults gathered on the island to celebrate. Global positioning system tracking data confirmed that the boat departed the mainland at 9:56 a.m. and arrived at the island shortly after 11 a.m. Witnesses stated Nolan was last seen on the island between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. The boat departed Horn Island at 4:31 p.m. without Nolan on board. When Nolan failed to return home that evening, his mother, Christine Wunsley, reported him missing to law enforcement. A multi-agency search began immediately. At 8:45 a.m. on July 6, a park ranger recovered Nolan's body near the northwest tip of the island. Initial accounts from acquaintances suggested Nolan willingly stayed behind or left his personal items on the boat voluntarily. However, significant discrepancies quickly emerged between witness claims and digital evidence. A viral video surfaced online showing Nolan actively asking for his mobile phone, contradicting claims that he left it behind willingly. Furthermore, audio recordings from a distress call placed to CETO, a private marine towing service, revealed the boat operator's reported mechanical failure. Callers stated their bilge pump stopped working and the boat was taking on water. The caller made no mention of Nolan being missing on the island. These conflicting narratives created immediate concern for the family and legal advocates. Frustrated by a lack of immediate answers from local authorities, the Wells family sought an independent forensic evaluation. The Know Your Rights Camp, a foundation created by former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, stepped forward to fully fund an independent autopsy. On July 19, 2026, board-certified forensic pathologist Dr. Roger A. Mitchell Jr. conducted the second examination in Washington, D.C. Dr. Mitchell identified a focal 12x8-inch reddish lesion on the back of Nolan's head, along with blunt force trauma to his neck and torso. Dr. Mitchell preliminarily classified the cause and manner of death as undetermined pending further investigation. He emphasized that non-accidental trauma or foul play could not be ruled out. The independent examination faced physical limitations because state authorities retained Nolan's internal organs and neck structures during their initial procedures. On July 31, 2026, state officials confirmed that the Mississippi State Medical Examiner's Office had completed its official report. Yet, District Attorney Angel Myers McIlrath ordered the report sealed from public and family view. State officials insisted that withholding autopsy records while awaiting grand jury review is standard legal procedure in Mississippi. Nevertheless, official secrecy deepens public distrust in communities that have historically faced systemic issues in criminal justice. When state agencies seal vital medical findings, families are left in painful uncertainty. To challenge official secrecy and push for full transparency, the Wells family retained renowned civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump. Crump joined regional attorneys Gary Bufkin and Eric Hertz to lead an independent investigation. Attorney Crump has represented families in major national civil rights cases across the country. His involvement elevated the death of Nolan Wells from a local inquiry to a matter of national significance. Crump brought national exposure to the investigation during the 117th NAACP National Convention in Chicago. Speaking to civil rights leaders, Crump presented the independent autopsy findings and called for full disclosure from Mississippi law enforcement. At the same time, national media figures began analyzing every aspect of the case. On The Don Lemon Show, host Don Lemon broke down the latest developments following the completion of the state autopsy. Lemon examined the legal maneuver of sealing state autopsy records and brought on legal experts to evaluate potential criminal charges. The family's legal team also took aggressive steps to preserve physical and digital evidence. Attorneys issued formal evidence preservation letters to all individuals who were on the boat trip. These legal notices mandate the preservation of mobile phone records, Life 360 location data, smartwatch telemetry, and text communications. Audio engineering experts were retained to analyze background voices and acoustic data from the CETO distress call. By employing sophisticated legal and political strategies, the legal team ensures that vital digital records cannot be deleted or altered before trial. The circumstances surrounding Nolan Wells' death cannot be separated from historical context. Nolan was a black teenager on a boat trip with white acquaintances. Leaving a young black man stranded on an isolated island evokes painful historical memories of abandonment and racial violence in the American South. For generations, black families in Mississippi have faced systemic barriers when seeking truth and transparency from local law enforcement. This historical reality explains why national civil rights organizations reacted quickly to the case. Rev. Al Sharpton's National Action Network announced a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Community leaders recognize that the debate over state authority versus federal oversight plays a crucial role in death investigations. When local authorities control forensic evidence behind closed doors, external scrutiny provides a necessary check on power. Official transparency is essential for building public trust. When state medical examiners complete reports but seal them from the victim's family, suspicion grows naturally. Historically, state secrecy has often masked incomplete investigations or delayed accountability. The family of Nolan Wells continues to demand that local agencies release all witness statements, toxicological reports, and physical evidence. The investigation now moves into a critical phase as the Jackson County District Attorney prepares to present evidence to a grand jury. Grand jury proceedings are conducted in secret under Mississippi law. The grand jury will evaluate the state autopsy report, toxicological analyses, witness interviews, and digital location data. Jurors must determine whether there is probable cause to issue criminal indictments against any individuals. Simultaneously, the family's civil legal team continues its independent inquiry. Civil lawsuits provide alternative paths to discover truth through depositions and subpoenaed digital records. By addressing deep historical patterns of oppression through active legal advocacy, civil rights lawyers ensure the memory of Nolan Wells is defended. The death of Nolan Wells on Horn Island remains a deeply painful chapter for his family and community. As Don Lemon and national media outlets continue to shine a spotlight on Mississippi law enforcement, the demand for justice remains clear. The completion of the state autopsy marks an important legal milestone, but the search for full truth and accountability is far from over. Copyright, African Elements.